All right, what do we got today in Story from a Stoner?
Well, I was going to say, Kevin, I noticed you've been wearing sandals a lot lately.
Yeah, I got back to my flip-flop game. I used to only wear flip-flops, and then my toe went numb. So.
Dead toe.
Yeah.
So when you drive, do you take your sandals off and then drive on the pedals with your bare feet, or do you leave your sandals on?
I leave the flip-flops on.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do. I drive with them on.
Well, the reason I bring this up, I take them off, and I tuck them under my seat, and that's how I drive.
Oh, okay.
Because one time I was driving with my buddy, and his sandal actually got stuck, and it depressed the accelerator, and we ended up rear-ending this car because of it.
Oh, jeez.
Had nothing to do with the pot they were smoking. It's the sandals.
Well, it's all tied together here. But yeah, we hadn't been smoking at this time, but yeah, he went to lift his foot up, and his sandal kind of bowed, and it held the accelerator down.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up rear-ending the guy in front of us while we were just chatting. Not even
scary.
Thinking about it. So yeah. He was like, stupid sandals, and I was like, I always take them off. So I was just wondering, well, so later that night, we were at a party.
Mm-hmm.
And after we had just ran, we were joking about it, and he was like, oh, I probably never wear sandals and drive again. I didn't know that would happen. And so we were sitting in his truck, and we were rolling a joint. I was actually in the back seat rolling it.
Uh-huh.
And my buddy up front was holding the bag of weed with him, and we were just chatting in addition. Well, one of my buddies from the party came up, and he jumped on the hood of the car to say, like, hey, what's up, and try to startle us to, like, you know, because we weren't paying attention.
Yeah.
And from the accident earlier, I don't know what happened, but the airbag went off because it didn't go off during the accident, but it must have like came loose. So my buddy's in the front seat. It gave him a black eye. The airbag came out and it just popped him in the room.
A guy jumped on the hood and it set the airbag off and punched him in
like
the face.
7 hours later.
Did the weed go everywhere?
Oh, it was awful.
But did you grab the weed and smoke it?
Well, all right. So right, the airbag goes off. We all jumped. I thought somebody shot a gun, and it was from hitting the guy earlier. For some reason, the airbag didn't go off earlier. It just went off.
That would be very alarming.
It was on a delay, man.
I get it. And you guys were just chilling. Everything was nice.
Yeah, the party was happening indoors. Yeah. We went outside in the driveway.
That's horrifying.
He came out to startle us, kind of. And it literally sounded like a gun went off. Well, my buddy's like holding his nose. His blood's like pouring out of his. And there's weed everywhere. It's awful. Well, we were all joking about
the blood or the weed part, because I don't think you're saying the weed's everywhere.
Bloody weed. It was just
bloody weed.
It bleeds weed, man.
Isn't it bloody weed?
Well, the so after this happened, we're all joking about it and like, oh man, you scared us, and we couldn't believe that happened. Well, the cops got called on this party that we were at, so they roll up,
uh-huh.
And my friend's getting out of the car joking, he's bleeding, and the cop thought we got in a fight or something. So he goes, you guys stay right there, and he's grabbing his stuff from his car, and I'm like, oh my god, you gotta be kidding me.
Oh, he's thinking you're fighting.
every time the cops,
they always
he thought
attracted.
We were all fighting. There was a big brawl or something. He thought that's why he
just
got
called.
Just
a bunch of peaceful stoners, man.
Well, so we're scooping all the weed up, and we don't know what to do, so I grab it in the bag, and I throw it underneath the car, just so the cop comes up, and we explain to him that the airbag went off, and his sandal got stuck, and basically what we just talked about.
But you tell the cop basically an unbelievable story.
Yeah. Exactly. In fact, he did not believe us. He thought that we got in a fight, and he was like, I need to search your guy's car. How old are you? I want to make sure there's no alcohol, any of this stuff. So he's searching the car, and he thinks we're the two or three most suspicious people he's ever seen. So he called.
I can't imagine why.
I mean, I don't.
It looks like weed confetti.
Well, we're outside now, and we see everybody in the party. A lot of people are running and trying to hide, and they call for backup, and backup comes with the canine unit and all this stuff.
Oh.
Well, so they bring the dog over, because we told him he couldn't search the car, but they said that if they bring the dog and there's anything suspicious, then they can search the car. So the dog starts freaking out.
Of course. He smells all the pot.
He lets him into the car, and the dog is like going crazy on the rug, just like digging and digging. And he's like, there's got to be weed in here. So probably at this point, I'd say it's about an hour later, there's probably about 15 officers here.
Oh.
And pretty much everyone from the party gets to go. Yeah. And they're like, we know there's weed in this car, and they're searching all over. And the whole time, I know it's underneath the car. And that's why everyone.
And the dog is like,
how did they not look underneath the car?
I don't know. They did not look underneath.
That's unbelievable.
It?
So it's just like no one stops to say, hey, maybe they threw it under the car, and the dog is like going, hey, dummies, like it's under the car. I'm trying to tell you.
That's exactly what happened. The dog is digging. They brought two other canines out. We had this whole thing took about 3.5 hours.
Oh my god,
it was so long. Well, eventually they're like, we can't find any weed. You guys, we have to let these kids go. We can't do anything. And so a lot of the cops leave, and then they go up to the house, and they're talking to the kid who owns the house, and tell him that you can't have a party and all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then finally they're like, you could go. And as we back out, I can see in the headlights the bag of weed just sitting there. And we just back out and we take off.